Good morning. Welcome to St. James Westminster on this, the third Sunday of Advent. It is the third Sunday of Advent, which means that today is one of the two Sundays in the liturgical calendar where Michael and I get to wear pink, or rose, or perhaps aggressive salmon. I've also heard it called that. Today is the Sunday of joy, or in Latin, Gaudete, which is just a fancy fun fact for you. We have a few events this week in the parish. On Wednesday, there will be a candle-lit Eucharist. It's a quieter service, a moment to pause and breathe in your week. And I think that probably all of us might benefit from the opportunity to pause and breathe deeply for a few moments as Christmas arrives soon. Next Sunday at 4 p.m. is the Lessons and Carols service. I haven't been before, but I am sure it is going to be a wonderful time and a great way to transition from Advent to Christmas. So please consider coming to both of those. Finally, looking ahead past Christmas, in January on the 11th, we will be hosting a children's epiphany party for the deanery. If you would like to help volunteer for that afternoon, especially if you would like to bake and are comfortable with yeast, please come and talk to me after the service. Please stand. From the Christ who was, is, and shall be, grace and peace be with you.
From a circle of green, where the tiny flame glows, brightening the dark and unknown world. Holy One, Holy One, Holy One, Holy One. As you fill us with joy, with your love ever flowing, all creation praises your name. All creation praises, all creation praises, all creation praises your name. All creation praises, all creation praises, all creation praises.
from a circle of green, where a tiny flame glows, brightening the dark and unknown world. Holy One, Holy One, Holy One, Holy One. As you fill us with joy, with your love ever flowing, all creation praises your name.
As we hope for your arrival, as we pray for peace in your living, as we wait and watch and wonder how you might reveal yourself to us, O God, give us joy in your advent.
Joy is not something that can be bought or sold, but lives deep in the human spirit. Help us to hear the truth and believe, so we can let go of what our consumer culture says will bring us happiness.
If we've robbed others of what they need in our clamor for more than our fair share, forgive us. Help us to hear the call of John the Baptist to turn around and begin again.
God of all, we were made in joy. May we live in joy.
Light the candle for joy. May it light the way.
Let us pray. God of power and mercy, you call us once again to celebrate the coming of your Son. Remove those things which hinder love of you, that when he comes, he may find us waiting in awe and wonder for him who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated for the reading of the word.
A reading from the book of Zephaniah. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has turned away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst.
You shall fear disaster no more. On that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, do not fear, O Zion. Do not let your hands grow weak. The Lord your God is in your midst, a warrior who gives a victory. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will renew you in his love. He will exalt you with loud singing as on a day of festival. I will remove disaster from you so that you will not bear reproach for it. I will deal with all your oppressors at that time. I will save the lame and gather the outcast, and I will change their shame into praise and renown in all the earth. At that time, I will bring you home. At that time, when I gather you, for I will make you renowned and praised among all the peoples of the earth. When I restore your fortunes before your eyes, says the Lord. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Out your joy, for the Holy One of Israel is in your midst. Ring out your joy, for the Holy One of Israel is in your midst. Surely it is God who saves me. I will trust in him and not be afraid. For the Lord is my stronghold and my sure defense, and he will be my savior.
Ring out your joy.
For you shall draw water with rejoicing from the springs of salvation. And on that day you shall say, give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make his deeds known among the peoples. See that they remember that his name is exalted.
Ring out your joy, for the Holy One of Israel is in your midst.
Sing the praises of the Lord, for he has done great things. And this is known in all the world. Cry aloud, inhabitants of Zion, ring out your joy. For the Great One in the midst of you is the Holy One of Israel.
Trust in him and not be afraid.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
This is the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. Luke.
Glory
John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized by him, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. And do not begin to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these very stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the tree. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." And the crowds asked him, "What then should we do?" In reply, he said to them, "Whoever has two coats must share with anyone who has none, and whoever has food must do likewise." Even tax collectors came to be baptized, and they asked him, "Teacher, what should we do?" He said to them, "Collect no more than the amount prescribed to you." Soldiers also asked him, "And we, what should we do?" He said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusations, and be satisfied with your wages." As the people were filled with expectation, and all were questioning in their hearts concerning John whether he might be the Messiah, John answered them all by saying, "I baptize you with water, but one who is more powerful than I is coming. I am not worthy to untie the thong of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hands to clear the threshing floor and to gather the wheat into his granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." So, with many other exhortations, he proclaimed the good news to the people. This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Please be seated. My daughter, Evie, is in grade 5. And her teacher gives the students spelling tests in English and in French, as well as at least one subject quiz every week. This coming week, the last week of school before the Christmas break, there are at least 2, maybe 3 quizzes. At first, this really seemed like overkill. These kids are still pretty young, and so many of us get nervous having to write tests. So I was worried that Evie and her classmates were going to spend the year as little balls of anxiety because they were constantly being quizzed. I was, of course, totally wrong. Instead of being these little balls of stress all the time, the children are learning that reviewing material and checking one's progress are normal, everyday parts of learning. The frequent quizzes give the students regular feedback. They can see where they need a little more help, and their teacher will go over the material again when the students didn't understand. So this week, as I contemplated our gospel reading, I began to wonder if we might hear John's call to repentance, his admittedly harsh reminder that we all fall short. I wonder if we would hear it differently if we had all had Madame Smith as a teacher. Because I don't know many people who get excited to repent. I'm not sure I've ever met someone who doesn't have even just a little bit of anxiety about what being judged by Christ might reveal. Those moments, that part of our life, feel a bit more like the most important final exam or performance review of all time. pass or fail, good or bad. You know enough, you are enough, or you are not. Jesus will decide, and that's it. There's no room for appeal. And that all feels a little bleak, to be honest. But I think that's how many of us, that's certainly how I heard this gospel passage for years. Until I was reminded a few months ago that actually I don't know anything about agriculture. I don't think I've ever held wheat in my hand. Anybody here pretty confident about what they know about wheat? Couple? Okay, great. What's chaff? I learned this week that chaff is the protective outer shell that keeps the wheat germ or the wheat seed safe. I get the sense that it's a lot like the husk we peel off of corns of cob when we eat them in the summer. We cannot eat the chaff, so we have to remove it in order to mill the wheat into flour. But the chaff isn't hurting the wheat plant. It serves a purpose. The chaff keeps the tender seed safe and allows it to grow without being subjected to the harsh, direct light of the sun or the wind that whips through the fields. Yes, it must be removed for the wheat to fulfill its purpose. But the wheat could not grow without the chaff there to protect it. So I have to ask, are we missing some of the good news that John is proclaiming here? Either because of our own experiences of being judged or assessed, or perhaps because we don't know anything about where the food we eat comes from, or maybe a bit of both. What if John isn't saying that people are either wheat or chaff? What if John is saying that we are all both wheat and chaff? Every one of us experiences struggle in this life, and those experiences can harden us. They can make us a little bit meaner, a little less loving, a lot more concerned about our own survival, and far less concerned about the well-being of our neighbor. So what if John is reminding us that we need Jesus to remove some of those hard, rough parts of ourselves that we have grown to get by in this world? And what if repentance is nothing more or less than a chance to reflect, refocus, and try it again? An opportunity to get more comfortable going through that process of naming those moments where we have not been our best selves, turning back to God and beginning again. So often, repentance feels like something that's really big, something we only have to do because we must be secretly terrible people. Something that we should be ashamed of. How might that change if we treated it like a normal part of our life, a spiritual practice that can help us understand where we still need to grow? More like reviewing every day for those frequent mini quizzes, and far less like cramming for the most important final exam of all time. In this morning's gospel, John baptizes people. It's not the same as our baptism. We only do that once. So we cannot be washed clean over and over by John in the river. But we can pray the confession, and we can receive absolution. We also hear different people in this morning's gospel ask John what they should do now that they have heard his message. And John's answers point us to how repentance is about small, regular changes, not grand punishments for our failures. John tells the crowd that if you have more than you need, share it. That's pretty manageable. John tells both the tax collector and the soldier to be satisfied with their wages, to stop taking advantage of others for their own gain. This was a common practice. Every tax collector, every soldier did it. And John tells them to stop, to accept that their actions are wrong, even if they are expected. We too engage in unjust, unloving behaviors, not because we are terrible people, but because injustice is baked into how our world works, because it's normal. How might the world change if we got used to seeing that injustice for what it is and opting out? I don't think this way of understanding repentance and judgment is any easier than what you might have heard before. But I do wonder if it makes room for a little more joy. Rejoice. For while it appears that we are all vipers from time to time, when Christ comes again in glory to judge both the living and the dead, perhaps Christ will strip away our hard edges, that outer coating that has protected us, because we won't need it anymore. When Christ comes in fullness and the world is made new. Thanks be to God. Please stand as you are able. Let us confess the faith of our baptism as we say, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He ascended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again.
Let us pray. The response to the prayers of the people. Light of the world, God in our flesh and blood, we rejoice that you are very near. Holy One, you restore the dignity of the dishonored, the liberty of those who are bound, and the joy of the desolate. Hear us in our time of waiting and expectation, so that your joy may fill us. Light of the world, God in our flesh and blood, we rejoice that you are very near. For the church throughout the world we pray, for the persecuted, for their faith, and for those who use their faith to persecute others, for Christians, Jews, Muslims, and people of all traditions who seek the divine and aspire to love the world as you do. Keep us receptive to your true prophets who speak truth to power, who may scare us or call us to account or challenge the status quo or give us a glimpse of our worth. When we are called to be your voice, crying out in the wilderness, help us to be steadfast, authentic, and faithful to you. Light of the world, God in our flesh and blood, we rejoice that you are very near. Proclaimer of freedom, when you cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations, What will that look like in our day? Will it look like climate justice? Will it look like basic needs and safety for all? Less disparity between those who have and those in need? Will it look like truth and reconciliation on every continent and an end to colonization? In a moment of silence, we pray for the world, for the needs we know, and for needs unknown to us. Light of the world, God in our flesh and blood, we rejoice that you are very near. We pray for the needs that are near us, in London, in Wortley, along the river and encampments, and in this parish. May there be good news for the oppressed and the depressed. Tender care and healing for broken hearts of every kind. True freedom for captives in body, mind, or spirit. And liberation for those in imprisonment, in jails, or in beliefs that harm and separate. Today especially, we pray for those in our hearts, silently or aloud. For Anna, Robert, Sylvia, Trevor, Catherine, Marilyn, Brian, Kevin, Lupe and family, Stavros, Dawn and Nancy, Reed, Gavin, Kate, Bonnie and Joan, Sherry, Karen and Grace, Elizabeth, Darlene, May, Joan. We pray for those who have died, that they may know the joy in your presence. For those who are near to death, that they may have confident hope in you. And for all who mourn, that you will, in time, turn their sadness into joy. Light of the world, God in our flesh and blood, we rejoice that you are very near. Holy One, thank you for the gift of joy. Joy that is more than the pleasure or the delight that lasts as long as the battery's in a new toy. May we be ones who dream again, fueled by your joy that elevates our life with purpose. May everything we have sown in tears be harvested in joyful laughter through the power of Jesus, infant and Messiah. Amen.
Dear friends in Christ, God is steadfast in love and infinite in mercy. God welcomes sinners and invites them to this table. Let us confess our sins, confident in God's forgiveness. Most merciful God, Almighty God, have mercy upon you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please stand. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. God of hope, renew in us the joy of your salvation and make us a living sacrifice to you for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, gracious God, creator of heaven and earth. We give you thanks and praise through Jesus Christ our Lord, who in the fullness of time came among us in our flesh and opened to us the way of salvation. Now we watch for the day when he will come again in great power and great triumph to judge this world, that we without shame or fear may rejoice to behold his appearing. Therefore we praise you, joining our voices with the angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name. Thanks to you, Lord our God, for the goodness and love you have made known to us in creation, in calling Israel to be your people, in your word spoken through the prophets, and above all, in the word made flesh, Jesus your Son. For in these last days you sent him to be incarnate from the Virgin Mary, to be the Savior and Redeemer of the world. In him you have delivered us from evil and made us worthy to stand before you. In him you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. On the night he was handed over to suffering and death, a death he freely accepted, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread. And when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." After supper, he took the cup of wine, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Whenever you drink it, do this for the remembrance of me." Therefore, Father, according to his command,
we remember his death. We proclaim his resurrection. We await his coming in glory.
And
And we offer our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving to you, Lord of all, presenting to you from your creation this bread and this wine. We pray you, gracious God, to send your Holy Spirit upon these gifts, that they may be the sacrament of the body of Christ and his blood of the new covenant. Unite us to your Son in his sacrifice, that we, made acceptable in him, may be sanctified by the Holy Spirit. In the fullness of time, reconcile all things in Christ and make them new, and bring us to that city of light where you dwell with all your sons and daughters. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, the firstborn of all creation, the head of the church, and the author of our salvation, by whom, and with whom, and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory are yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven,
hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
God of promise, you prepared a banquet for us in your kingdom.
Happy are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb.
These are the gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you.
deliverance. Thank the Lord, His mercy sing.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Merciful God, may this Eucharist free us from our sins and fill us with unending joy as we prepare for the birthday of our Savior. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, who is Lord, now and forever. Amen. And we say together, glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to God from generation to generation, in the Church and in Christ Jesus, forever and ever. Amen. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, be with you this day and remain with you always. Amen. Our service of worship has come to its close, but our service to each other and to God's world begins renewed and refreshed. Go in peace to love and serve our Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
next week.